Greetings, friends. Today we've come to the end of our series entitled, Who or What is the Beast? And what I'm going to do in today's program is summarize all of what we've covered previously. And if you haven't been with us previously, please log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us at 404-412-0032. If you call us, we'll be happy to send you this free literature. If you log on to our website, you can read it for free or download it and read it at any time at your leisure. Pass it to as many people as possible freely. We have been given this information. We want to give it to you freely because it is so important for you to know who and what is the beast and the mark of the beast so that you can avoid the mark of the beast and also avoid the great tribulation. So in summary, in Daniel chapter 7, we have a vision of four beasts. In Daniel chapter 2, we have a vision of a four-part image. The interpretation of that is that they represent four kingdoms. In Daniel chapter 7, the first beast is a lion. In Daniel chapter 2, the first part of the image is the head of gold, and both are synonymous with the Babylonian kingdom. In Daniel chapter 7, the second beast is a bear. In Daniel chapter 2, the second part of the image is the chest and arms of silver, and this is the Medo-Persian Empire. In Daniel chapter 7, the third beast is a leopard, and in Daniel chapter 2, the third part of the image is the stomach and thighs of bronze. This is the Greek Empire. And then the fourth beast is described like nothing natural. It's not like one of the other beasts in Daniel chapter 7. And in Daniel chapter 2, it describes the fourth part of the image as having legs of iron and a feet of iron mixed with clay. And this feet, of course, has 10 toes, which are also mixed with clay. And so this interpretation is the original Roman Empire and then also the resurrected Roman Empire. We'll go into that a little bit later in the program. And then in Daniel chapter 7, there's a fifth item that's discussed, and this is the Ancient of Days. In Daniel chapter 2, the fifth item discussed is a stone that's cut out without hands, and it comes down from heaven, and it smashes the four-part image on its 10 toes. Now keep that part in mind. The stone smashes the four-part image on its 10 toes. And what the interpretation of that is that in the days of the resurrected Roman Empire, this stone, or this Ancient of Days, is Yeshua HaMashiach coming from the heavens down to the earth to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. The original Roman Empire lasted from 31 BC to 476 AD when it was wounded to death. The Roman Empire was resurrected by Justinian in 554 AD when its deadly wound was healed. Resurrected Rome lasted for 1260 years, ending in 1814 AD when Napoleon Bonaparte was dethroned. And the Roman Catholic Church ruled the Roman Empire, which is the healed beast, it ruled the Roman Empire for that same 1260 year period of time, but that was from 533 to 1792 AD. That's from the period of time when Justinian gave power to the Bishop of Rome to be the Pope or the head of the church. And it ended when Napoleon Bonaparte dethroned the Pope and said, no, you are no longer the head of the church. You are simply going to be again the Bishop of Rome. So two 1260 year periods of time that was prophesied by God. Now the two-horned beast, which is the Catholic Church, it says the two-horned beast is made in the likeness of the first beast. So the Roman Catholic Church is made in the likeness of the Roman Empire. It has the same government structure, and it has a lot of the same philosophies, the same religious beliefs, the same cultural practices. This two-horned beast formed a church government that is a copy of the civil government of the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So, another way of saying it is, the Roman Catholic Church is modeled after the Roman Empire. Another way of saying it is, the Roman Catholic Church is the image of the beast. The same system is prophesied to rule again, because it ruled for 1260 years, this combination of the Roman Church and the Roman state. The same system is prophesied to rule again. We can see that in Revelation chapter 17, where it says, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. This woman is the Catholic Church, sitting on the scarlet-colored beast. That's the Roman Empire. So this woman will be riding and guiding the beast. And it says, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast having 7 heads and 10 horns. Remember the 10 toes of the Roman Empire in Daniel chapter 2? Well, now we see it pictured as 10 horns. And this woman that's sitting on a scarlet-colored beast that has 7 heads and 10 horns is filled with names of blasphemy. Now notice what God says. God gives us the interpretation. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. Does Rome sit on 7 hills? Yes, it does. And the woman whom you saw is the great city, the Vatican City. And that city has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. Again, Vatican City, the Roman Catholic Church, will ride the beast, the Roman Empire, once again in the very near future. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom yet, but will receive authority as kings for 1 hour with the beast. All 10 kings will receive authority at the same time and will give their power to the beast. Why? It says these will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them. Remember that in Daniel chapter 2 it says that the kingdom of God will be established at the time when the stone smashes the 10 toes that we saw in Nebuchadnezzar's image. Those 10 toes represent the 10 horns that are going to give their allegiance to the beast power. But in this time, Yeshua HaMashiach will return to the earth and smash this unholy alliance of the Roman Catholic Church and the Roman Empire. Now, the beast is the Roman Empire. Keep that in mind. The beast is the Roman Empire. The image of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. Notice that both have the word Roman in there. The beast is the Roman Empire. The image of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. Now, what is the mark of the beast? Well, it says the mark of the beast is the number of the name of the Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church. In the Greek language, the language in which the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, the name Roman is spelled Latinos. That's Latinos. Now, let's decode this name using the equivalent Greek numbers for each letter. The L is equal to 30, the A is equal to 1, the T is equal to 300, the E is equal to 5, the I is equal to 10, the N is equal to 50, the O is equal to 70, and the S is equal to 200. By counting up these numbers, we get 666. And 666 identifies a Roman church and state system that's in disobedience to God. Let me repeat that. 666 is the mark of the beast, right? The beast is the Roman Empire, and the image of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. So 666 being the mark of the beast means that it's an identifying sign of a Roman church and state system that's in disobedience to God. In Revelation chapter 17, God says of this woman that rides the beast that she has a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. On her forehead is a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great. Now notice this, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Since the woman, which is the Catholic Church, is the mother of harlots, it means that the Protestant churches are the harlots, because Protestants are the spiritual descendants of Catholics. For Protestantism came out of Catholicism, but only part of the way. That's why it says that this mystery Babylon the Great is the mother of harlots, because the daughter churches, the Protestant churches, are still involved in the same harlotry as her mother. What is this harlotry? Well, it's disobedient practices to God. They are non-biblical, abominable, pagan doctrines that are contrary to God's word of truth. Namely, the hallmark, the main mark of this false system of churches is sun worship. S-U-N worship, not S-O-N, but S-U-N worship. And it comes in the form of sun day, the day of the sun, which these false churches teach are the Lord's Day. It also comes in the form of Christmas, which is nothing more than the winter solstice. Sol is another word for sun. That's the time when the sun comes back to the earth. And it's also in the form of Easter, which is nothing more than a pagan goddess Ishtar weeping for Tammuz, her son, and by her weeping, she brought him back to life in the springtime, just like the sun kind of comes back to life and brings things to life in the springtime. Now notice this. This is what leading Catholic theologians have written. Sunday is a Catholic institution, and its claims to observation can be defended only on Catholic principles. From beginning to the end of Scripture, there is not a single passage that warrants the transfer of weekly public worship from the last day of the week to the first. Another quote, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea in AD 364 transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. A third quote, the observance of Sunday by Protestants is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. The fourth and final quote, Sunday is our mark of authority. The Catholic Church is above the Bible, and this transference of Sabbath observance from Saturday to Sunday, from the seventh day to the first day of the week, is proof of that fact. Sunday is our mark of authority. We now know who is the beast. We now know what is the mark of the beast. The beast is the Roman Empire. The image of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. The mark of the beast is 666, which is the identifying name of this Roman church and state system that's in disobedience to God. And the main way that they lead people in disobedience to God is by leading them into sun worship as opposed to keeping all of God's commandments. They replace them with their own commandments. I pray that you will keep God's commandments and avoid the mark of the beast.